Hey, welcome to another episode of Power Pearls Unplugged on this Friday, July 22nd. And I am actually recording from a portable device and I'm in my kitchen and the acoustics in my kitchen are absolutely awesome. So anyway, I know I'm being really silly right now, but I actually tried recording this once before this episode. I was outside on my porch. It is so hot. It is so steamy. And I started getting this feeling of like feeling really lethargic and tired. And I just didn't drink enough water. So I went in, so I came inside and I'm in my kitchen and I just, you know, guzzled some water because I went out this morning on a run. And let me tell you, it was tropical in Indiana this morning. It was definitely a tropical one out there. So I could feel the humidity and the moisture just sitting on my body. And yeah, it was just crazy. So here I am. And, you know, I want to welcome you to another episode of Unplugged, because if you just started listening, you'll know, maybe you don't know. If you just started listening, I'm just going to let you know that these episodes are all about, you know, I'm just off the cuff. I'm jumping on here. There's nothing rehearsed. There's nothing scripted. You're going to get some ums and ahs. And, you know, I think that there's nothing wrong with that. I think that maybe you get a little glimpse into like the real life, you know, a day in a life on a Friday morning. And so I'm just going to talk about some random things that are happening, you know, random ramblings, what's happening later today, because at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I actually hop on Facebook and I do a broadcast every Friday. So if you've been watching those, I hope you are enjoying those. I'd love to get your feedback. I'd love to know what you think. But it's my way of kind of being a little bit more interactive because, you know, with the audio podcast, you know, there's no way for you to send me your answer to a question I ask, or if you have a question, you can't just ask me on the spot. Whereas on Facebook Live, which is a lot like Periscope, if you're familiar with that, and I've used Periscope in the past, and I was really really into it, but I don't know, ever since I discovered Facebook Live, I'm really loving that instead as a way to broadcast. So, you know, if you have been watching me on Periscope, I hope you'll go on over to Facebook Live and watch me every Friday, because I've been consistently doing that. And I really feel like that's become the medium, you know, that's really become the place where I want to do these quick, you know, quick little afternoon lunchtime episodes. At least it's my lunchtime, maybe not your lunchtime. But anyway, so what I'm going to be talking about, well, I want to ask a question today. And it's a question that I ask all of my guests that are on Power Pearls. And that is that pivotal moment. What was your pivotal moment that brought you to knitting? You know, why did you fall in love with this craft? Like, this is that burning question that I always want to ask. I really want to dig deep. And that's my, like, if you listen, you know, that's my tagline, right? When I open up an interview, I'm always saying I'm digging deep to ask those pivotal questions. I want to get those compelling backstories. And I want your compelling backstory. And so let's talk about that today on Facebook. Okay. And if you don't get a chance to watch live, then you can go to the library. You know, the video library is always going to be there. The archives, you know, the videos are sitting in the archives. And at any time, you can comment. You can leave me a comment and I'm going to get that comment and I can answer you back. So it's kind of cool. So please take advantage of that, because I find that it's a much easier, quicker way for us to get in touch sometimes than even through email. So please, please go ahead and do that. But if you are listening on Friday the 22nd, let's have a conversation, please. I really would so love to do that, because I want to know what brought you to the craft. And when I talk to designers and other editors and people in the publishing world, you know, I want to know what turned you on to knitting. And then of course, my next question to that, you know, my next question for them is, then why did you turn it into a business? You know? And so I think a lot of the times those questions are very much interconnected. And so for me, you know, I was I was working in the Garment Center, New York City Garment Center, and I was young. I was like in my 20s. I was like probably 25. And I was pretty unhappy. I wasn't, I thought that, hey, I want to be in this place. I'm a creative person. I wanted to, I loved designing. I loved fashion. And so I was more on the, fabric end. They call it cut and sew in the fashion world. And so I did that. And I was new. I was learning. But I was really pretty miserable. I mean, I'm glad that I learned what I learned, what I did during that time, but I knew that I needed to make a change, because I was crying every day. I gotta be honest. So this is my pivotal moment. My pivotal moment was I needed something to just help me get through the day. And I remember taking a walk, and I would walk every day. I mean, I just had to get out of the office, right? So I would walk down, I guess on this one particular day, I was walking down Madison Avenue in New York, and I saw this yarn shop. It was like a mecca. It was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, what is this magical place? And at the time I was not knitting. I mean, I had learned when I was 12. My grandmother taught me how to knit. And I was really in love with the craft. And at that age, I really thought this is awesome. And, I played around with it for a little bit, but then I let it go. And I don't remember why. But I do have fond memories of, Red Heart Super Saver, chevron blanket that I was knitting on, aluminum needles somewhere, that was in, a closet. And I did find it years later. And I don't know what happened to it, but boy, it would have been so cool to have this little relic of my knitting, my first knitting project. But anyway, so I came back to it. So I saw this yarn shop, and the yarn shop is no longer there. It was called the Yarn Connection, and it was on Madison. It was on the corner of Fifth Avenue and Madison. The corner of 36th Street and Madison Avenue. And it was upstairs. It was like this little shop. I don't remember what was downstairs. All I remember was upstairs. And it was the sweetest, cutest little shop. And I went in there and I was just like, oh, I was mesmerized. My mouth was like dropped open. And I was just like, I can't believe you're here. And the ladies inside this shop were the sweetest, kindest women. I felt like I was taken out of New York City and brought to this little country store, this little place of happiness and a bliss, ultimate nirvana, knitting nirvana. And so I just started, buying yarn. I didn't know what the heck I was going to do with it. I remember one of the first balls I ever bought was like denim yarn. Like, I don't know why I just bought it. And it was little, it was expensive. I didn't know what I was doing, but I just thought, this is really different because it's not Red Heart. And I was discovering boutique yarns, the high-end yarns. And so then I took a class with Arlene Mincer, who is someone who's, I think, still out there in the world, but not, designing as much as she did back in the 70s. I know that she was, she may still be teaching out there. But anyway, she was my second teacher, because my first teacher was my grandmother, who taught me when I was a young girl. And then Arlene, I took a class with Arlene in, to just kind of refresh my skills and make sure that I was, doing it right, because I wasn't sure, like, gee, how do you knit? I probably could have figured it out from a book, but, I had this great advantage to take a class with someone really, really great teacher. And so I just really, it just came back to me pretty easily. And so I just started developing this friendship with Arlene. And, she said, well, have you thought of knitting professionally and designing? And I remember thinking, well, what's that all about? So anyway, so that goes into this, how these two things can be really interconnected. And for me, it was from the beginning, because I was like, man, I love this. And I got to figure out how to make this my life, my career. And I had no idea. I had no idea how. And so she opened that door, and that was my pivotal moment. So yeah, I could keep talking and talking and talking, because of course that's what brought me to where I am today. It's all stepping stones. And I just started, you know, I took the class, I kept learning, and I just, whatever I could do to learn, meeting people that were already doing it. So it was a lot of trial and error. At the time when I was young, there were no career paths for designing. And now there actually are. And that's something that Tina and I talk about in the episode that's coming up on Monday, because she has employees that actually have master's degrees in knitting. And now I think as far as, you know, like I said, a career path, there's no real career path, I think, in schools for here's how you become a pattern designer. So, and that's something that, you know, that I'm exploring, you know, let's just say if that's something, you know, I mean, you know, I like to talk about that, and you know that I have tools and, you know, different resources for you. But as far as a real career path, there's really nothing out there. So, you know, I'm going to be diving into that a lot more over the course of the next few months and years. So if that's something that you really want to do, but anyway, and so, I had to discover how to figure out how to become a designer. And so that was my pivotal moment. But I want to know, you know, what your pivotal moment was as far as what brought you to knitting in general. What sparked that passion for you? So meet me at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today on the Power Pearls Facebook page. Jump on Facebook, search for Power Pearls Podcast, and you'll find it. And also make sure that you like the page, because if you like the page, you're going to get notifications when I go live. So with that, I will see you later. Bye.